Chapter 4, Searching for Answers. In 1912, a man named Wilfred Voynich made an interesting discovery when he was sorting through some very old books in a college library. He found a 235-page manuscript written in an unknown language and filled with illustrations of strange plants. The book became known as the Voynich Manuscript. A letter tucked in the book revealed that it had been bought by an emperor who died in 1612. This letter and other clues led scholars to agree the book was written before 1608. But exactly when and where was it written? And who wrote it? Experts have spent years trying to answer these questions. Some people studied the parchment paper it was written on. They wanted to find out if it was made from calfskin or lambskin. This might tell them where the manuscript was written. Others have looked for clues in the ink used to write the manuscript. The carbon in the ink could show when it was written. The red, blue, green, yellow, and brown inks used in the drawings might provide more clues. At one point, a plant expert studied the illustrations of plants looking for answers. The book was found in Europe, yet one of the pictures seemed to show an American sunflower. If it was a sunflower, then the book must have been written after 1493. That's when Christopher Columbus took the first sunflower seeds back to Europe. But was it really a sunflower, or a flower that looked very much like one? Caption: The first section of the Voynich manuscript contains 130 pages of illustrations of plants.